This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Over the last 2 years, hundreds of Black and Latino students at Chicago Public High Schools were forced to participate in military-run training programs at their schools. That's according to an investigation out today by the school district's inspector general. The probe was prompted by reporting by the news organization Chalkbeat, led by reporter Alex Rupenthal. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Melba.
And Alex, what did the CPS inspector general actually find in this investigation?
The inspector general found that this was happening at smaller schools on the south and west sides of the city, where most students are Black or Latino. And what they found was these families and these students didn't have a choice in, whether they wanted to sign up for the program. And it was very hard for them to get out of this program once they were enrolled. And by comparison, this trend was really not happening at larger and higher income schools on the north side of the city, where more students are white.
You know, it seems like when you're forcing students into a program, it's never really a good idea. But what were the specific concerns about automatic enrollment in JROTC?
Yeah, so parents and, others have worried about this sort of steering students toward military careers and maybe away from other educational or job opportunities that they might seek out. You know, JROTC, which is this military-led class that teaches military science and leadership development. The students that take these classes are not required to serve in the military, but the Army does have data showing that students at JROTC schools are more than twice as likely to enlist in the service after graduation.
I'm really curious about what was driving this. Why were schools motivated to automatically enroll students in JROTC programs?
You know, it sounds like in the end, it really just came down to the money. Principals told the inspector general it was cheaper for them to hire JROTC instructors rather than gym teachers because the federal government actually helps pay for the salaries of JROTC instructors. And that given that high schoolers have to take gym every day in Illinois, JROTC actually fulfills that requirement. But there is some research actually showing that students who take JROTC aren't getting as much exercise as they would in gym class.
And have you heard a response from Chicago Public Schools to the Inspector General's report?
Yes, CPS did not dispute any of the findings in the report and said they agreed that no students should be automatically enrolled in JROTC. The district has also said it's making some changes to stop this practice. The biggest one probably is requiring parental consent for students to enroll in the program.
Chicago Public Schools says it has the country's largest JROTC operation. I'm curious, Alex, what questions do you think this investigation raises about the program as a whole and its future?
You know, given that some students we know now weren't actually choosing to enroll in this class, the investigation does really cast some doubt on, how CPS has come to see itself as a leader in this area. And we're already seeing some changes in the district at these schools where there was this forced enrollment. The biggest example is at King College Prep on the south side. The local school council chair there told us that parents were made aware they could take their students out of the program before the start of the year. And so this year, only 22% of freshmen are in the program. And last year, 100%, the entire freshman class was in the program.
That's reporter Alex Rupenthal. You can read more about this story about JROTC in Chicago Public Schools by going to WBEZ.org.